Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, what's up guys? 6 o'clock on the dot. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Hi, Breeze.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. November 14th, it is Thursday. And yes, the weekend's creeping up on us. And so is that cold weather. 37 right now outside. 51 for the high today. I will say though, yesterday was beautiful out. Not a cloud in the sky.
I just bought a jacket, so thank God.
Sheen?
No, Costco. Huge deals.
Oh, Kirkland. You gotta love Kirkland.
I know, I do. I do, I do.
I love them too over there. Did you go yesterday?
Monday?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Monday. I haven't worn it yet, but yeah, it's here. It was $20. Great deals. Go grab your coat. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta do it. Grab those Kirkland brandos.
I didn't have a coat, so I was like, maybe you should get a winter coat, you know? So.
Yeah, you're gonna need it. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today.
I know.
What's the vibe this morning, you guys? 585-252-9800. Going to set the tone for the rest of the week / the weekend.
I can't believe Thanksgiving's so late this year. It's basically in December. Like, that's wild. They're like, December, Christmas and Thanksgiving, you're going to share this year.
Okay, let's dive into it real quick. A little bit of a late start this morning. We got the vibe check coming up. Big story of the day. What's going on with that beautiful pink building downtown? The old Radisson Hotel. You know what it was? It was the Rochester Riverside Hotel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That big pink building? Well, it's your chance to be heard on plans for the $61 million makeover. I'll tell you what they plan on actually turning that into coming up for the big story of the day. And then, I don't know if it's just me.
It's not.
All these DOT cameras, these dock cameras are getting out of hand in our city. 25,000 speeding tickets. You will not believe how much money this city has made in results of them giving out tickets over the course of 26 days. It is a lot of money. I mean, if you've gotten one, would love to hear from you at 640.
I will go on a tirade. I will lose my mind at 640. So if you want to be a part of that conversation, don't go anywhere or make sure you're here because I'm flabbergasted. I'm floored. I received one of these tickets for a work zone.
Yeah.
There was no signage saying what the speed limit was.
Right.
Well, if there was, it was hidden in a bush somewhere.
I know. And that's the problem we're having. We'll talk about that coming up at 6:40 and then in the 7.
The 7 o'clock hour with Thanksgiving being 2 weeks away from today. Everyone's getting ramped. Everyone's getting ready. Everyone's thawing their turkeys. And it's begging the question of who's on the guest list for Thanksgiving dinner? Are you asking your brand new fling, since it is cuffing season, mm-hmm. are they coming and eating mom's stuffing? You know what I mean? Or are you guys just going to meet up for dessert after? Well, we'll discuss that and figure out who exactly will be sitting at your table this Thanksgiving dinner. And our boy Glenn is asking those hard-hitting questions at 7:10. And then we'll do big story of the day and continue that conversation.
Yeah, so we'll get our boy Glenn on with us at the top of the 7. And then a follow-up. Do you guys remember, I don't know if anyone remembers my buddy Chris from LA. We had him on exactly 5 months ago today. And basically the follow-up is he said everything in his relationship with his girlfriend was perfect except sex. And a lot of you said, it's over, break up. While a lot of other people were like, no, this relationship is worth saving. Chris is coming on with us this morning for a follow-up to see where exactly they are today in their relationship 5 months later. And then, Breezy, you went to Long Island Medium last night at Codex Center.
I did.
Teresa Caputo. How was it?
It was literally insane.
Really? A lot of tears in the audience?
Oh, my God. I was sobbing. It was so... If you don't believe in that stuff, mediums, spirits, afterlife, whatever the case may be... I highly encourage you to go to one of her shows. I mean, you missed it last night, so sorry. But
yeah,
there is just no way that you can go to something like that and not believe. Because, like, there is just no way she could know.
What she knew.
What she knew. In a sea full of people. It's insanity.
Okay.
It's insanity.
I can't wait to hear what you saw last night.
Oh, my God.
So we'll talk about that. If you did go to see Teresa Caputo last night, let us know how much you enjoyed the show. Parental Confidentials coming up at 9:10. My husband wants me to stop nursing in front of our 6-year-old son because he says it's not appropriate.
Oh, my God.
Would love to hear your thoughts on this morning. Let's be honest. This is going to raise a lot of eyebrows. This mom wanted to be anonymous. We said, no problem. We'll get to her message at 9:10.
And then we'll do their I said it. If you have any hot takes that you want to get off your chest, this is your time to do it at 9:20. Just text in 585-252-9800. We will air out your frustration. And then 9:40, we'll wrap up the show with Can't Be Breezy for Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. This is tomorrow at the Blue Cross Arena.
That's right.
This is the last day you can win tickets here on our show. And yeah, it's going to be a time.
Yeah. Download that free Odyssey app, guys, and make sure you tune in. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy Vibe Check is coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Get your 10,000 steps in while you listen to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy in the free Odyssey app.
Whoa.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking in on your good vibes. 585-252-9800. Are the vibes up? Tell us why, please. Even if they're not, we don't care. Tell us anyways.
Yeah, just let us know what's going on, and we will let you guys know what's going on. All right, who is here? Text line blowing up. Lindsay says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good because today is my last day of work for a week, so I'm going to see my family early for Thanksgiving.
So lucky.
See ya.
Peace out.
I do not envy you. The travel these last couple weeks has taken an absolute toll on my body, my mental, my psyche, all of the things.
Okay.
But these things?
You weren't going across the world. You went to Boston, which is like a 10-minute flight, and then you went to Charlotte, which is like a 20-minute flight.
I know, but I had to take so many planes to get to Charlotte. It was so
What? It wasn't direct?
No.
Where did you go? Rochester to where?
Rochester to Baltimore to Charlotte to Charlotte to Baltimore to Rochester. I'm like, okay. But I can't complain. The flight was free, so all is well.
The dumbest thing I ever did when travel was leaving Rochester for Christmas and flying to Boston for a 4-hour layover and then from Boston to LAX. It made no sense.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I just realized I'm flying to Boston. That's totally out of the way.
Yeah, very much the opposite direction. Who else is here? Oh, Sherry's here. Said, I also went to Long Island Medium last night. It was amazing.
Oh, I love it. I'm sad I missed it. My parents came over for dinner last night, and I'll tell you what, Breeze,
You wish you went to the show instead?
No.
Oh.
No, there's a lot of leftovers. My mom made a huge crock pot of you're in competition with her chili.
Oh.
She did the white turkey. The white, what do you call it? White turkey chili?
Oh, I do white chicken.
So. That's what it was, white chicken.
Well, did you tell her mine is award winning?
No, I didn't mention that, but I did say you do make a hell of a white chicken chili.
I do.
And then the cornbread and everything else. But yeah, I had a really nice night. I was just hanging out with the Rents. But I'm glad you got a chance to go see Teresa Caputo. How you doing, sweetie?
She was insane.
There's a lot of dead people in here today.
She didn't smoke cigarettes, so.
How are you, sweetie?
Not it at all, but
Thanks for paying to come to see me.
I was like, I didn't pay, you gave me tickets. But it was fun. It was really, really cool. It was very emotional. I'll get into all of that and more. But I'm glad that other people in the area got to experience it as well, obviously. And then we'll leave it with Katie. Katie says, feeling good today because I got a lot accomplished yesterday at work.
Nice.
And now I'm going to do nothing today.
Oh, that's what's up.
Sits at her desk, feet up. Her boss is like, what are you doing? Yeah. Good stuff. Good vibes.
All right. What else? Oh, 51 for the high today, you guys. Don't worry. I sent the weather balloon up this morning. Seems accurate. It's your chance to be heard. That Rochester Riverside Hotel, that crack house downtown.
Oh, my God.
That derelict of a building. Yeah, they want your opinion on what they should do with it. There's already some ideas in the works. I'll tell you what they plan on doing with this $61 million makeover. And it's questionable. I always wondered, when you do this to a building and mix it all up, is it really a good idea, or is it a recipe for disaster? I'll tell you what that is coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is your chance, you guys, to be heard on the plans for that $61 million makeover of the Rochester Riverside Hotel. Yeah. I mean, things an eyesore. I think by now we can all agree that it's just become one big crack house. The hotel on East Main Street has been boarded up since 2020.
Yeah.
And what do you think's been going on?
People have been living in there.
Well, listen, I'm not too far away, but I'm telling you right now, I definitely have seen lights on in that window at all hours of the night.
Right, which is crazy if nobody's there, so if it's vacant.
On Thursday, the County of Monroe Industrial Development Agency, otherwise known as Comida,
right,
probably not it at all, will hold a public hearing about whether to provide tax breaks to the developers. Because they want, here's what they're trying to do. They have this huge, massive hotel that's been boarded up for 4 years, almost five. They want to convert the building into a mixed-use property. So they want it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
to be hotel rooms, but they also want the other half to be apartments. Then they want it to be a convention space with plenty of restaurants in there. And I'm like, I've seen this movie before. It never ends well. Mixing apartments in with hotel rooms. I don't know. Maybe this is a great idea.
I know.
But it could also be a terrible idea.
Well, so there's this, I always think of this. There's this hotel down in Canandaigua called Hotel Canandaigua, and they have condos at the top, and they're $700,000 condos in a hotel. And I'm like, I don't vibe with that. I just don't vibe with that. I really don't. I don't.
The last time I saw something similar to that, Breezy, was when I was in Oakland and people were living in the Extended Stay America Hotel.
Right. Very similar vibes. Very similar vibes.
So this meeting is at 10 a.m. today at the Comida offices. It's going to be at 50 West Main Street in downtown Rochester. They need to come up with a game plan of what they're going to do with that dilapidated building, if you will. The last time I was in there was to celebrate New Year's Eve, 2009. And let me tell you, what a nightmare. Wasn't it? What was the old hotel there? Did it used to be the Radisson Hotel? Or was it always Rochester Riverside Hotel?
The Radisson was something different.
It was. So the Rochester Riverside Hotel had this huge New Year's Eve party. They sold too many tickets. Therefore, too many people like myself had nowhere to sit during dinner, so they had us all on the floor near the phone booths, and people were just eating because they also ran out of silverware. Right. It was the worst experience ever. But you know me, I couldn't.
That's why they're no longer in business.
I had to laugh. That's why they boarded it up shore. All right, guys, coming up on the show, 25,000 speeding tickets over the course of 26 days. You will not believe how much money that has resulted in. I'm talking about those DOT cameras. They're getting out of hand in the city.
I have something to say about that. I have a lot to say about it, if I'm being honest. I'm not going to be able to shut up about it.
I know. That's what I'm scared of. But how many of you have actually gotten one of these tickets? We would love to hear from you. 585-252-9800. We'll talk about this coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
25,000 speeding tickets over the course of 26 days. You know how much that resulted in? $1.2 million in fines in less than a month. That's how many people got hit with tickets from those cameras on the expressway. Myself twice already in the course of 2 weeks.
Twice is literally crazy because it's not like you're doing it on purpose, especially since you got one already.
No, I've been very careful.
You know what I mean?
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Yes, we all know it's a scam. Is it? There are some people who actually 100% deserve to get a ticket, because especially these idiots who fly through a construction zone doing 70 miles an hour when these guys are on the side of the road working.
Yeah.
That I have a problem with. My problem is both of my tickets I received both times were me going 50 on a 40. And the problem I have with that is there's no signs getting onto the expressway telling you anywhere that you need to go 40. Because I get off the off-ramp downtown near Clinton, and I have to merge onto 490 East. Well, as soon as I merge onto the expressway, I have to speed up. I can't merge doing 35 when everyone's doing 50.
Right.
Well, both
going to cause an accident.
And both times, there's no signs posted anywhere when I received a ticket. The first one was for 50. And then a week later, it jumped to 75. And I was in the exact same spot. So I wrote them a message Monday claiming why I'm not paying for it.
Because
you can't issue a ticket to someone saying the speed zone is 40 on the expressway, because the sign might... It might be a mile down the road, but it's not posted anywhere when you actually are getting on the 490 from the off-ramp.
So that's your experience with that section of 490.
Yeah.
My experience is on the other end. I'm going 490 east or west. It could be, it's actually either side.
You're going towards the city or away?
I got it. So I got it going towards the city from Victor. So I'm going west.
Yeah.
And they have been doing construction there for quite some time, but it's on both sides. So between, I have it right in front of me, between like 31F, which is Fairport exit,
yep,
to 31, Route 31 exit, which is like the Pittsford-Palmyra exit, there's always construction there. And there are clear signs that indicate work zone, higher fines. It says that.
Yeah.
It says that. There is no signage that says what the speed limit is. So I will go the speed, and I obviously slow down. I go down to like, I don't know, 55 is what I got my last ticket for. But they sent me a ticket and said, you were speeding in a work zone. It was 40. You were going 55. Mind you, 490 is 65 in that section. I mean, I know not all sections of 490, but right, in that specific section is 65.
That's right.
So I already reduced 10 miles per hour. And there's no signs that say that clearly indicate what you're supposed to be going. So here I am trying to do the right thing, slowing down. And trust me, I've gotten many a tickets in my life. I used to drive. Some might say I do drive very fast, but I would never intentionally do that. And if it's really about keeping your workers safe, which I do believe that they do need to be kept safe. We just saw that story a couple weeks ago of that person who lost their life on I-90. You should be stating, you should have a sign on every corner of 490 in the section that they're doing work. I don't care if it's once, twice, three times, it should be plastered everywhere. And you know what it is? They have it on a truck where they have the camera. So you need to see the camera and the speed sign at the exact same time. You're already in the hole. You're already doing the wrong thing.
Right. But most people, you're not looking for a camera. It just hits you. You just get in the mail. I don't know. Has anyone been issued a ticket from these cameras? 585-252-9800. You can see them on the side of the road, like Breezy said. They're typically white Jeep Cherokees. They're on the roof of the Jeep. They're parked on the side of the road. Several cameras, and they're just kind of hitting everyone that goes by. And listen, I'm not complaining. If the sign says 40, I'll go 40. But like you said, there's no signs posted anywhere when I personally was issued those tickets. So I had this conversation with other people who got tickets in the exact same place I did, and they all said the same thing.
I think it just pisses me off so much because like they're masking the safety of the workers as like, oh, we're going to ticket you because of this and we want everyone to be safe. It is a money grab because if you really wanted them to be safe, you would have 75 signs leading up to the work zone that you're going into a work zone and clearly indicate the speed limit.
Yeah.
It just drives me up a wall because you know what? Who's even, because I was talking to someone the other day too. I don't know who it was, but they said they got a ticket one time and they appealed. Oh, it was yesterday. They appealed it. And they didn't even really know because he asked the cop at the moment, like, when was the last time your gun was calibered? You know what I mean? Your radar gun. And
I wouldn't think to ask that.
I guess you can ask that.
Sure.
And it's like, yes, that is a different situation because it's actually a person physically seeing you speeding. This is just a camera. They don't know. Like, how can you actually know?
Well, I don't know. Like, every ticket that's issued, it's a photo of you driving your vehicle with your license plate.
It's not a video.
Since the photo radar project started, I think this was last year, the state issued more than 132,000 tickets with over 44,000 in just Rochester alone. The fines by the end of October last month topped more than $5 million. So yeah, the cities, they're getting some coin off of this for sure.
They're literally using our speeding ticket money to use the money for the renovation of the project of which they're already working on. They don't even have money to be working on the project. I'm honestly just spitballing and I'm projecting right now, but I'm just saying like, they're like, hey, let's just figure it out as we're going along. We'll get money as it comes in when you guys are out on the road.
Well,
I need to have a word with Governor Kathy Hochul.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a gentleman that was issued 5 of these tickets in 1 week. And I'm like, well, at that point,
then I'm not driving.
If you know where the cameras are at, I mean, you really just drive past it doing 35. Well, that's dangerous too.
But you're going to cause an accident. Like,
so DOT,
I'm so mad right now.
Wrote a statement, and DOT replied with all the complaints that were coming in. They said there is nothing more important to the New York State Department of Transportation than the safety of our workers and contractors. And together with our partners at the Thruway Authority, we are committed to using every tool at our disposal to keep them safe. And the Automated Work Zone Speed Monitoring Pilot Program is part of that effort. And it is intended to protect the lives of our work crews and the traveling public.
All right, we're getting some text on this. Excuse me.
Yeah, I need $5 million by the end of October. That's a lot of money in just tickets. A lot of money. 132,000 tickets.
This person says, I haven't received one, but I've driven through those zones and I just go with the flow of traffic. They're all still driving pretty fast still. So what am I supposed to do? Slam on my brakes and get down to 40 and then cause an accident that way? This person says, I got one of those tickets and appealed it. Still waiting to hear on a response. There was no posted signs to slow down or a clear indication of the speed limit. No workers were around, no construction vehicles whatsoever. So I'm just confused.
Yeah. Well, I think we can all assume at this point, if we see a construction zone, just do 40. That's what it's going to be.
Hell, I'm doing 30.
You know?
I'm doing 30 on the interstate.
Right. So be safe. Be mindful of the construction workers because obviously, like they claim, this is for them. And I get that. If the sign says 40, I'll do 40. And if you're doing 75, like I saw the guy yesterday doing through a construction zone, yeah, the hell with him. He deserves a ticket. But for everyone else, it's just like, this is getting out of hand.
Make it clear. Make it concise. Make it so there's no room for confusion. Like, clearly indicate what you want people to go if it really is for the safety of your New York State authority workers.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So just be safe out there, guys. Be mindful.
I'm so mad. I didn't pay mine. So. There's a warrant out for my arrest.
PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.